You know, wishing you know, a genocidal maniac would come.
Yeah,
back. Genius stuff.
Like I said, I've worked in Birmingham for several years back, military, and that's where I met most. That's just, I guess, it's easy to wish death upon someone that has been villainized, and there's all that evil propaganda out there. And, good Lord, did I lose you?
No, but we do have to hit our top of the hour break.
Okay. Other than that, the whole thing with the vehicles, they're way over-engineered, way overpriced. My brother-in-law bought a V8 GMC, and it was switching between 4 cylinders and 8 cylders to save a buck on the computer. Mm-hmm. Did every valve in it 2 weeks ago. 1,300 miles on it.
Mm.
Yeah, man. So it's just not right. Listen, I'll talk to y'all later. How about that?
Hey, thanks, take care, Sam.
More news and views from 9 till noon. We come back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to take up a major abortion case out of Mississippi. At issue is a state law banning most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The statute has been on hold so far, having been blocked by lower courts. The high court will consider the law probably in the fall. The clash between Israel and Gaza terrorists has entered its second week with no end in sight. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. doing what it can to try to bring about a ceasefire. The Israeli military today unleashed a wave of heavy airstrikes on the Gaza Strip, saying it destroyed 9 miles of terrorist tunnels, in addition to the homes of some Hamas commanders. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have been in negative territory so far. Right now, the Dow is down 175 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you dealing with personal or business tax issues with the IRS? Does the thought of wage garnishments, bank levies, tax penalties, or having to engage with the IRS worry you? Owing taxes to the IRS or state can be stressful, and ignoring them can make your situation worse. At Federal Tax Law Group, we help individuals and businesses reduce debts and negotiate with the IRS Fresh Start Program. Our assistance can save you from drowning in taxes and may even keep you free of prosecution. With over 2 decades of experience, our tax professionals understand your needs and will customize a tax solution that's in your best interest. Call Federal Tax Law Group at 800-500-9172 for a free consultation to discuss resolving your tax problem. That's 800-500-9172. Again, 800-500-9172. Or visit us online at federaltaxlawgroup.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a string of storm-free, very warm days, which continues and will continue for much of the week ahead. Mostly sunny again today, still warm and dry, high temperature up to about 86, and still not too bad on the humidity. Partly cloudy tonight, very mild, low 66. Expect upper 80s tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. I have removed the mention of showers from the forecast. Starting to feel more and more like summer. We'll be around 90 by the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Eddie Bader with eXp Realty, and I want to tell you about advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting. I made the decision to advertise with Blue Water about 2 years ago and have seen the results daily. The Blue Water team has truly become family to me and always ready to help.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer skin. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just gonna ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Call David Ernest and he'll have your retirement savings higher than the body count in a John Wick movie. Well, maybe not that high, but you know what I'm talking about. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. So, the Alabama legislature is back in session. I believe they started at 9. And they've got a full day today.
Early start.
Final day of the regular session. But it does appear that the lottery gambling bill, the general bill, is dead. For now.
Somebody got a defibrillator handy?
Yeah, well, I think they might call that special here quite soon. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see. So what do we need to know? What's the activity going to be on Goat Hill today? Actually, they just gaveled in at 10. Both chambers will adjourn sine die. They will, before they do that, they need to finish several items, several executive amendments, a conference committee report, and concurrences. So essentially, they've passed a lot of crap.
Sounds like
some
it.
Good, some bad, some nah.
Sounds like someone's going to bite me in the butt, Joey.
Well, some of it's just course of business, and they got to tie up all these loose ends where the Senate and the House might have passed the same thing, but a little bit different. They'll also, both houses will consider some hot-button bills that are awaiting a third reading or passage in the respective houses.
Say that again, some hot-button bills?
Hot-button bills. Mm-hmm. The gaming legislation is not expected to be presented on the House floor today, although they might sneak it in on a special order calendar. Other bills that could ultimately be sent to the governor today include HB 246 related to yoga in public schools, so that has not passed yet. HB 167, which relates to curbside voting, I believe limiting that ability. HB 473 to create the Commerce, Rural, Agribusiness, and Opportunity Zone Jobs Act. Huh?
Yeah, say that again.
The CRAOZJ, if you got to ask. You can view all bills that have become law in the session here. Yeah, if y'all know how to do the Allison system, let's pull this up. Wait. There's nothing on that page. I just clicked on a link. There's all the bills that have passed. It's blank. There's nothing to click on. Genius stuff here.
Pandemic, Joey. It's pandemic.
Yeah, it's the pandemic. Yeah. Genius stuff here in our state. But we would like Governor Ivey to sign the medical marijuana bill.
I'm curious what the holdup is. If she's actually got thoughts on it, or if she's just getting pressure.
Maybe she's hearing out all the different players. But it passed both chambers pretty soundly. We'll see what the governor does if
she decides.
Toughest
law in the nation.
Yeah, most restrictive medical marijuana law in the nation. Quite restrictive, but we'll see. We'll see what she decides to do.
Something I just thought about. They're worried about passing it because it is marijuana, I guess. So even though it's the strictest law in the nation, they're worried that later on they're going to be forced to vote to change it to recreational, perhaps?
I don't think they'll be forced to vote it. For right now, there's actually an effort by some Republicans in the Congress. Mm-hmm. Congressman... Republican from Ohio and another from Alaska,
mm-hmm.
trying to legalize marijuana on the federal level.
Okay.
But I imagine even with federal legalization, it would still be up to locales, states and then municipalities, could vote on whether or not they want recreational. And even Colorado allows for that. Counties can say, hey, we don't want it here.
Imagine if you were the first county in Alabama that legalized marijuana.
Oh, you'd make a lot of money.
In a hurry. If you're a black belt area over there where you could grow it in the whole nine yards. Holy cow.
Yeah. But I don't see the holdup. And I think that's why both houses, after years of arguing this, passed this very restrictive bill. So we'll see what the governor does with that. And also, I believe tomorrow we're going to be talking to Jim Ziegler.
Yeah, a little scissor.
Yeah.
Hot dog.
No, I told you I had a dream, a strange dream the other night.
With a little scissor?
No, well, he didn't come until the end. I was touring DeSoto Caverns. Well, the dream was like I was sitting here.
Oh, DeSoto Caverns.
And somebody was touring DeSoto Caverns, and I'm reporting on they recently discovered a sword and a stone. And after thousands attempted to pull the stone, the sword loose from the stone.
Right.
Jim Ziegler decided to do a press conference. And by accident, he grabbed it, and it came loose, came clean. And he became the next king of Alabama.
Wow.
So I don't know if I'm going to mention that to him tomorrow. But he is termed out as auditor. He can't run again to be state auditor.
Man, I hate that because Ziegler, he's a little pit bull, man. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know how they limited his powers even more, that he was annoying people.
Yeah.
And I tend to appreciate that. He'll join us tomorrow at 11 a.m. We're going to focus on his lawsuit with the prison deal that Kay Ivey, the governor, was pushing. And maybe there is some hope on this final day that the legislature will try to get in on the action. And we might have another special session for that. Three, I believe, underwriters, three financiers have moved out of this bill. They are no longer backing these leases that the governor was pushing. Now, the governor didn't do this all because, it seems like fun. The federal government, the Department of Justice at the federal level is definitely breathing down the state of Alabama's neck, but I think there is a more cost-effective way, just a more transparent way of actually getting this thing done.
Can't we rent our prisoners out?
Yeah.
I mean, like, another prison in another state, and we do it for 15 cents a prison or something like that, where we don't have to necessarily house them.
So it wouldn't be private, you just give it up to another state entity?
Either that, or let's build it a big enough prison where we can hold some extra prisoners. There's money to be made there. It's just, I think a lot of that money to be made is underhand money.
Yeah. Now, did you get down to Brewfest?
No, I didn't. I saw pictures. I was going to take you down there, but you dumped me with your cool car breaking.
Yeah, on Friday, given everything that happened in my car, I'm like, I just want to go home.
That's a good day to drink, though.
Yeah, I know. Now, knowing me, I'm like, I don't need alcohol.
But Jason sent us pictures. Holy cow, the crowd down there was incredible.
Yeah.
Apparently, there were folks looking for you. I hope it was to shake your hand and not to, you know.
I assume it was.
Yeah, but it looked like we missed out on a really good time. Kind of hate that.
No, I can't say I've ever been accosted by a stranger, like, for what I do on radio.
Oh, really?
Like, I've had people try to hit me up, like, you got some money.
You got tickets?
Yeah,
like
that sort of thing. But, no, I've never had anybody in these parts be rude to me, like, over the top, get in my face sort of thing.
I think we could change that if you'd go to shopping at places like Target, Karen shop.
No, but I do that. I'll go to Target, but I'll go, like, early on a Saturday or Sunday morning when there's, mm-hmm. like, nobody there, right when they open up.
Yep.
I don't, you know, even with the pandemic opening up, I pick and choose when I go see people.
Oh, I know. It's probably a good thing. It was strange because when we were in Vegas, that's the biggest crowds I've been around in a while, and normally crowds don't bother me, but I was a little bit anxious. I didn't like, where's my 6 feet, man?
Right. Goodness gracious. Oh, and by the way, things are still a mess at the border. The Biden administration, in my mind, is asleep at the wheel. Around the world.
Yeah,
I'm Joe Biden, and I'm looking out for you. Let me squint into the camera and inspire confidence. 272-9228. Who do we got here?
Got Randall.
Hey, Randall. Now, I saw some photos of your fine face down at the Brewfest.
Yeah, and since you're going to bring that part up, you know, it's something that never really crossed my mind, y'all, and I'll be honest with you. Even when Grave put that on at Baumhauer's, it never really crossed my mind that some folks out there may think I'm black. And it don't really matter.
Some folks? Wait a minute. Let's back up, Randall. Some folks? I've had more people swear to me, no, you ain't talking to the right Randall. The Randall I know is black. I'm now, like, no.
Randall, I have to admit, I went through this probably 6 or 7 years ago. Just the way you carry on and speak, people assume you're black, and then you meet you, and you're like, oh, Randall's white. It's like that scene in Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? No, he's as white as you folks.
I guess someone has to drop that every now and then. I don't know. I don't know if it really, it don't really matter. Couple looks I got after I, you know, shook hands and said my name, and yeah, I could tell that, you know, it all. So I actually texted, because Duke was wondering where y'all was at. Duke was down there. Ashley was wondering, but I did text Eddie, and I should have asked him. I said, man, this, how many people think I'm black? I mean, you know what I mean? Quite a few. So, I want to tell you, Ken just had the biggest cocktail party in Montgomery Friday night, y'all.
Right.
Ken, you knocked it out of the park, brother.
How did King B sound, the band?
Oh, man, they were down. They were rocking, but I'm going to tell you, it could have stood to be a little louder, maybe. I mean, I don't know. You couldn't hear it at the end because there were so many people, but I guess that's, you know, maybe just take a speaker down on the other end next time. But yeah, you had to get up very close to them because, man, there were so many different conversations going on. You know,
sure.
I think there was ex-football players down there. There was pro football players down there that played at Alabama. And they was all standing at Doubletree. You know what I mean? Just a big time, man. And the only thing, they ain't but one, and it ain't really negative because that's just a good thing. So many people done that. They may have to add a bathroom for the women next year. Because, you know what I mean? They were standing in line with their legs crossed, bouncing up and down. It was like, You know, so you that's how many people there. The women couldn't even use, you know what I mean? It was just a line.
No, that's fantastic. Now, my plan was when I woke up Friday morning to bring a lady down to Brewfest, meet the folks, enjoy.
What's his name?
Enjoy myself, and then when my car blew up, that desire kind of went out the window, so I stayed in with my lady.
Yeah, hey, man, you couldn't, I mean, it's perfect, but y'all did have a lot of people ask questions, and I seen Sam down there, and, oh, man, I don't want to miss nobody. Of course, I got to meet Jason, and I think Jason was one of the ones that thought I was black. I
mean, yeah, he was. He kept telling me, this guy keeps saying he's Randall.
yeah, he asked me three times, Randall, right? Randall. I was like, yeah, man. I said, Eddie told me to say, hey, but the funny part about that is that me and Jason been friends on Facebook for about a week now. I was already That's friends awesome. With him, but he didn't put the Randall on Facebook and the Randall voice together. So,
well, that's a nice man. Disclaimer. It's good to remind the listening audience that, in fact, Randall is white.
Lily, baby.
Not like it's all that important, but appreciate it.
Nah, it ain't that important. But maybe, you know what I mean? I don't know if that's why when people see me, they don't want to talk. You know, I'm going to hit Black Caesar. He was surprised. I was when I met him at the bomb house. Mm-hmm. I mean, He didn't know even when I shook his hand and told him who I was, it didn't hit him till after I was leaving and he caught me outside. And I just want to know, man, I hope y'all gave him my number and please, he ain't texted me yet, so I guess he figured, hey, you know what I mean, text me, man. I still want to sit down with you, bro. I mean, even though you found out I'm white, just text me. It ain't no big thing. I love y'all, man.
All right, take care, Randall.
272-9228 and the man himself.
That's
who
right.
I put this on, Ken Reynolds. Hey, Ken.
Good morning. How are y'all this morning?
Good. Well, how are you?
We're doing well, thank you. And I just wanted to give you a quick call because, you know, Friday night was just a phenomenal event. And obviously, the support that we got from all the folks at Blue Water were a tremendous support in making that happen. And I just wanted to call again and say thank you for that. And to let you know that the food vendors were outstanding on Friday night. The beers were just amazing. The music was terrific. But the best part of Friday night was the crowd. And we just want to thank everybody for coming out and for helping us to really start to get Montgomery moving again downtown. And Randall's comments about the restroom situation are noted. And when we do this again, we will make sure that that is taken care of.
Awesome.
Good deal.
I think one of the things is, you know, there were restroom facilities that were available inside of Union Station for folks as well, but I think we probably could have done a better job of communicating that particular bit of information. But overall, the event was a huge success, and, you know, there are so many people to thank for it, not only the folks that participated, the beer distributors, the food vendors, the crowd, the musicians, but also all of the city workers that were there before the event and after the event to set it up and take it down and to make sure that everything worked according to the plan that we had for Friday night.
Well, I'm very happy it went well. I had every intention of going, but after what happened with my vehicle, I just wanted to go home and lick my wound, so to speak.
Well, yeah, I understand, but the number one question of the night was, where's Joey?
Well, you know, it's kind of the George Costanza model. Keep him leaving more.
That's right. Yeah. He always wants him wanting more.
And I also had the opportunity to meet some great 93.1 listeners who actually came up and visited with me and told me that they'd heard about the event on the air. And so, you know, there again,
did they all think you were white?
Yes. Well, I had on the official beer shirt in my fedora for the event, so we were good to go.
Well, thank you, Ken, and yeah, let's get you back in studio for any upcoming events here soon.
We're looking forward to it, and again, thank you, and thank all of the listeners and all of the folks who came out to join us.
Thank you, Ken.
272-9228. We weren't able to get in touch with Ray Bowles with Prattville Carpet.
He's busy this morning again,
yeah,
I believe.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, you know, selling.
Exactly. He's on the job. So if y'all are in the market for any new carpet or any new flooring at all, whether it's carpet, traditional hardwood, laminate flooring, luxury vinyl plank flooring. Now, I wonder if they still have, this is why I wish he was on the phone, because they had that Don't Make Dad Mad sale going on.
Right.
With the new vinyl plank he just got in. And his dad, Ronnie, Ray's dad, was looking at him going, hey, I don't know about this, son.
Hey, boy.
So we were trying to, you know, make sure Ronnie Bowles was happy and that folks are getting in there. And there might be some of that plank left, that vinyl plank. It looks great. It's durable. I mean, anything can be scratched, but like if you put diamonds to it. But it's very resistant, scratch resistant. Works well, you know. If you spill some water, you really don't have to cry over spilt milk. They can help you out there. And they'd also offer ceramic tile for the floor or a backsplash, maybe in the kitchen or bathroom. Maybe you're going to redo a whole shower with just tile.
Oh, that'd be nice.
It looks great, and it's an easy-to-clean option. So whatever it is you're looking for, call Prattville Carpet, 285-8117, 285-8117. Be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views from 9 till noon. And also ask about a free in-home consultation. They'll come to you. They'll bring samples. They'll measure. That's for them and for you to know how much the job is going to cost, for them to know what it's going to take to do the job quickly, efficiently, and a job well done. So check them out today. Prattville Carpet, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. More News and Views when we come back.
Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. IRL, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton. As Bernie has continued to expand across the Southeast, we have changed our name to Xerox Business Systems. When people hear Bernie or Xerox, they think of copy machines or printing services. That is for good reason, as we have been the leader in the Montgomery market for the past 60-plus years. But did you know that Xerox has been in the IT service business for over 30 years? Xerox has a breadth of services and expertise to support your organization, regardless of size. Our dedicated managed IT service team supports our clients with personalized service to keep your network accessible, efficient, and secure. We can also provide physical security through a cloud-based security camera and access solution that provides a web-based platform to make management simple and scalable. We also have the highest level of partnership with Cisco, HP, Dell, Lenovo, and many more. Give me a call at 201-0199, 201-0199.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark.
$159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
Well, once again, the winds of corruption are blowing across Alabama like a California wildfire.
And this time, the Porch Creek Indians are fanning the flames. The so-called gambling bill is nothing more than a get-rich scheme for the tribe at taxpayers' expense. In fact, this legislation is so bad that Donald Trump Jr. tweeted last week,
"Bad bill. Giving a monopoly to a small group of casino bosses is just a special interest giveaway."
It's hard to believe that the state legislative leadership would give the Porch Creek Indians a monopolistic tax-free ride. But after all, this is Alabama, where pay-to-play is stronger than Sitting Bull's army. It's time for lawmakers to be honest with Alabama voters for a change. Don't buy the lies. Call the Speaker of the House at 334-261-0500 to say no to greed and corruption and yes to integrity. 334-261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC. J.W. McFarland, founder, Tuscaloosa.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house. And even though your wife, Susanna, lovely, talented, don't know how she puts up with you.
No one does.
She's letting me borrow her car.
Yes.
And I really appreciate that. But, you know, Eddie, you better be careful because the rule still stands.
You disrespect me and you're going to get slapped.
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I thought we'd gotten past that, Joey. Well, maybe when you leave today, there won't be a car out there. There is no way.
Sounds like a good
studio.
Way to get slapped. So, Montgomery. We're in the top 10.
Really?
Of the entire nation.
Hot
We're
dog.
In the top 10
Woo!
Of the entire nation.
What's that in, like, learning? Knowledge?
Not. Try again.
Church.
We do have a lot of churches, mm-hmm. but I don't think we're even in that. Yeah.
Okay. Poof. Good food. Now we got that.
Oh, yeah. We can make some good food.
Yeah.
Big portion.
You ain't kidding.
No, there are a lot of folks who move from, say, even Texas, but mm-hmm. especially from, you know, all these folks moving south.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whether it's from California, from out west, or up north.
New York City.
Mm-hmm. And then give them a year or two, and these... svelte model like people will get that Alabama bod.
Yeah, they do.
It's like, hey, man, like,
it's okay.
Come on. Like, I was born ready with the baby on board, like, harness thing. Like, I've been carrying around this baby right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Alabama bod. But no, it's not that.
Damn.
It's not. We're not talking about obesity and food.
Well, is it something good or bad, Joey?
Well, people are having a good time, but it's kind of bad.
Oh. Go ahead, break it off.
Montgomery mm-hmm. is in the top 10 of the entire United States of America.
Yeah?
For STDs.
Wait, Joey.
Yeah.
We've got a big sign out there that says, be careful of gonorrhea.
No. Syphilis. Okay. Though we should look out for both of them.
So the sign is not working?
Yeah, this is the entire state. Sexually transmitted diseases across America are on the rise. Well, everybody's at home.
Yeah.
Nobody. I guess some folks are sneaking out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new report from innerbody.com. Now, I haven't researched innerbody.com. I'm a little hesitant to click on the link here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But let's just, for the sake of argument, say they're a prestigious institution.
Okay.
Innerbody.com.
Okay.
It's a group dedicated to increasing awareness and knowledge about healthcare issues. It shows 6 Alabama metropolitan areas are among the top 100 worst in the country for an STD rate. And that includes one city from Alabama in the top 10. And that city, number 8 on your countdown, Montgomery, Alabama.
Where do they get their numbers from? Free clinic?
They examine their data from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, on reports of HIV, chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis.
Mm-hmm. Syphilis.
Number one city, highest STD rate in the nation.
Okay.
Jackson, Mississippi.
Dude, you ever been to Jackson?
No.
I can't see that. But although Montgomery being right in there, we're very similar to Jackson, Mississippi in a lot of ways. I didn't know this was one of them, though.
Well, and they do it STD cases per 1,000 people. So Jackson is a smaller town. It's only a little over 300,000 people. It's called 350,000 people to round up a little bit. And they have per 100,000, 4,200 cases.
Dang.
Baltimore is number two. 3,700 cases per 1,000. 100,000, excuse me. San Francisco, number three. Philadelphia, number four. These are big cities other than Jackson. Washington, D.C., number five.
That one doesn't surprise me.
Augusta, Georgia.
That surprises me. Augusta?
That's right. People are having a really good time at the Masters.
Well, they got that. Augusta's right there on the South Carolina border, so you got Aiken and all that. It's another place I wouldn't think they would have syphilis issues.
Number seven is New York City.
I can see that.
Number eight, Montgomery, Alabama, with 2,365 STD cases per 100,000. We only have, give or take, a metro population a little over 200,000.
That's something else you don't see Elmore County on that list, do you?
So we have about 1,400 cases of HIV they've looked over, 2,600 cases of chlamydia. Oh, goodness gracious. This is just not good news. Now, 75 cases of syphilis, so maybe the billboard's working.
Maybe. Maybe that's down. Chlamydia's up.
And of course, HIV is more serious than, say, some of the others. Syphilis as well, but... How does that happen? I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because we're up there. I mean, and it's not just Montgomery. You have places like Jackson, Mississippi, Montgomery, Alabama, and Augusta, Georgia. All comparably sized cities. And they're up there with the big boys like Baltimore, San Francisco, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C., and New York City.
I wonder what other similarities we might have with him.
This is nuts. Birmingham, by far the largest metropolitan area in Alabama, had an STD rate of over 1,500 per 100,000 people. Huntsville was just shy of that, of 1,400 per 100,000. Mobile, slightly even lower, 1,300 per 100,000. Tuscaloosa, right below 1,300. Decatur even came in with a good bit of sexually transmitted disease.
So what did you say Tuscaloosa was?
Or a little shy of 1,300 per 100,000.
I don't get it. Maybe.
I'm just thinking there are a lot of folks who aren't telling the truth.
And these are pandemic numbers?
Out. No, but there's a quote. You know the trivia time.
Okay.
Who is the philosopher of soul? We all know who the godfather of soul is. James Brown.
Yeah.
Hardest working man in show business. The king of pop.
Barry White.
Is Michael Jackson. No. Barry White is
toenails curl.
Oh, sure. Barry White's... we can go through all the soul singers. Barry White, Luther Vandross. I can go even more like Tyrone Davis. Mm-hmm. I like his stuff. But who is the philosopher of soul?
I don't know. You got me, Joey.
Johnny Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
And Johnny Taylor, being the philosopher of soul, you know, he's the philosopher for everyday people. Mm-hmm. And he said, one line... You got to ask yourself, who's making love to your old lady while you was out making love?
Mm.
Wake up, Montgomery. This rate is way too darn high. 272-9228.
I don't know. You turned me on to Big Cynthia. I've really been digging that music. Dude, that's good music. Now my neighbors are familiar with Big Cynthia.
I did turn you on to that.
Oh, dude.
Thank you to my friend Andrew for finding all this blues music.
That's some good stuff, man.
272-9228. So, top 10 of STDs in the nation.
I can't believe that.
Makes me want to stay home even more. And it actually makes me feel better about how much I strike out. 272-9228.
It shouldn't, Joey. It shouldn't. I mean.
Goodness gracious. Ugh. This hour, News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage.
Kim Williams.
Kim Williams, Madeline as well, the lovely and talented Madeline. They can both help you whether you're looking to buy a new home or refinance that current home. And especially veterans. There are apparently a lot of veterans who don't take advantage, not just the EARL program, but also all the VA home loan programs. Only about 15% advantage of it. So they have actually gotten credentialed. They specialize now at Alabama Home Mortgage in helping veterans, and we have a lot here in the River Region, take advantage of those VA home loan programs. It can save you hundreds of dollars a month. You can skip up to two payments when you refinance with Alabama Home Mortgage. It just gives you some financial relief, and there's no stress like money stress. So maybe you're doing all right, though. It's still worth your while to refinance because you're leaving money on the table. Why not lock in a low rate and free up money to reinvest in yourself? Maybe there's a trip you wanted to go on after this long year being stuck inside. There's so much they can do for you there at Alabama Home Mortgage for veterans especially, but you know, conventional loans, jumbo size loans, they can help you. So give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223, 567-4223. You can visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, Samantha. What are you up to?
Susan, hi. Oh, I'm out running some errands. I have to pick up some prescriptions for Tom at Adams Drugs.
I wish I could find a pharmacy to deliver my prescriptions. I'm still a little scared about going into the store.
I felt the same way and still don't go in very often, but we use Adams Drugs. They'll deliver our prescriptions to us anytime I'm not able to get to the store. They have the friendliest delivery people.
Adams Drugs?
Yes. Sometimes they even call me to let me know I have some prescriptions to be refilled. When I have questions about my medicine, I call and talk to the pharmacist right then. You just don't get that kind of service anymore.
Sounds like they know you very well.
They do. They're like family to me now. I depend on Adams Drugs. Always have and always will.
You've convinced me. We have an Adams right down the street, and I'm going to have them deliver my prescriptions. I wish I'd known about Adams years ago.
You'll depend on Adams Drugs as much as I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit CallDixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a string of storm-free, very warm days, which continues and will continue for much of the week ahead. Mostly sunny again today, still warm and dry, high temperature up to about 86, and still not too bad on the humidity. Partly cloudy tonight, very mild, low 66. Expect upper 80s tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. I have removed the mention of showers from the forecast, starting to feel more and more like summer. We'll be around 90 by the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When getting the job done right is job one, you need Kubota construction equipment. From Kubota compact track loaders to the number one selling compact excavator, to do it all and to do it right. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's not just about sex.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. Y'all need to listen to Lindsey Graham. It's not just about that. Let's go to the phones and talk to Donkey Lori. Hey, Donkey Lori.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Lori.
Hey, it sounds like people are getting down and dirty in Montgomery.
Well, and I had somebody just message me, major reason for STDs is because of all the prostitution. I didn't know that.
Wait a minute, where's all these prostitutes at?
Hey, maybe the new pickup line. Yeah. Maybe the new pickup line needs to be, hey, you down for some chlamydia?
Can I get a discount
for chlamydia?
You want
to come to my place and Netflix Good. And chill and yeah. get a little gonorrhea? That is so gross.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I have to say this is hilarious. When I first started listening to News Talk Radio, Baron Coleman was on air.
Uh-huh.
And Randall would call in. And then, I love hearing what Randall's a wealth of information, especially when somebody like me who is new to politics and to listening to News Talk Radio. And anyway, went on Facebook, and I think he had sent me a friend request, or it says people you may know, because right. I was friends with Baron, and it said Randall Davis. And there was this white guy, and I was like, well, surely that's not Randall, right? So I checked Baron, and I was like, hey, by any chance, Randall White?
Yeah, you had to find out. You were confused.
And he was like, he goes, yes, he is. He goes, you have no idea how many times I get asked that. But Randall, I just want to tell you, I wouldn't be shocked when I meet you because I've already seen you on Facebook. And you are Lily White, but he's a handsome fellow. Very handsome.
Well, and we get the opposite. Caller Alan said the opposite happens to him. The people are always like, wait, you're black? Yeah, so it goes
right,
either
it goes
way.
Both ways.
That is funny. And then, okay, so I have a question. I know I hate to admit it, but every now and then I will listen to, I'll take a little NPR break, because I want to hear what the rest of the world is hearing. I want to hear what the woke people are hearing, because I just want to know what's being said to them.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I'm always talking to the TV and I'm talking to the radio going, that's BS, you know, and I find I have to put quite a few quarters in the swear jar when I listen to that crap.
Mm-hmm.
But this morning on the CBS News, did you guys hear that Joe Biden wants to, starting in July, give families with children under six, $300 per child per month, and over six, $250 per child per month starting in July, and that you can either do it that way or accept one lump sum. What the hell is that? Sorry for cussing.
I've heard of that. I don't know. Somebody else told me they tried to sell it in a sense of, well, instead of giving them a lump sum tax rebate at the end of the year, it kind of gives them their payment throughout the year. I don't agree with this at all. I'm not all about giving them any money. Give them a tax break, I'm all about that. But I'm not about cash deposits.
Well, what I'm saying, I mean, like, can you not entice people anymore, Biden administration, please, to become welfare citizens?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing? You give people incentive to go out there and have babies, and babysit are probably not growing up in the best of circumstances and situations, and it's just, it bewilders me. You know, and I look forward to Kay Ivey putting an end to the unemployment racket that's going on, because people do need to get off their asses off the couch and get back to work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but Eddie, I don't know about you. Joey, I don't know about you. But even when I do the every now and then, like I wanted I went through a fast food this morning. I don't do fast food. I can't stand it. But every now and then, mm-hmm. I'll go through. I find it disturbing that they make what they make an hour, and they're rude. They don't even want to do their job.
Oh, honey, you ain't kidding.
Right.
It's like I'm an inconvenience by pulling up to the little speaker thingy that you're
yes.
getting paid to talk, you know what I mean? And when you say thank you instead of them, and they don't even acknowledge it, and it's not everybody. I mean, there are some folks out there with manners, but I'm just like, where is this world headed?
What
are we
handbasket.
Doing? Well, we're not allowed to say anything about the word patriot now. is equated with terrorists, domestic terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go on and tweet anti-Semitic remarks and get away with it? Y'all, this is some messed up stuff. It's all messed up, so.
Well, I appreciate it, Donkey Lore.
Y'all have a great one.
You too, honey. Take care.
Yeah, don't go chasing any waterfalls, folks. Given the STD rate. Though, I guess it kind of grows on itself, so to speak.
Yeah?
Yeah, somebody's got it, and then I meet you, and I got it too.
No, that's not really how it works.
No?
No.
No, it's not how it
works. Crabs in the locker room when you're
I don't know. I'm such a recluse that I just don't know these things.
Get on the internet, Joey. You'll find these things out.
272-9228. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Dr. Tom Pershing. He's not going to help you with your STDs, but if you have any aches and pains, if you have any problems with that knee or the lower back,
right?
Maybe your neck is just stiff all the time. It's like a roll of quarters back there. It's almost like fused down. Could be a catch in your shoulder. Whatever it is, Dr. Tom Pershing is a chiropractor with experience. He's been doing it for decades. He's taught the practice himself. And if you give him a call at 514-7600, 514-7600, you'll be walking into a clean office. He just installed this new air filtration system that kills airborne viruses and mold and other things, including COVID-19. So for extra peace of mind, he installed this air filtration system. It really is a great extra step. He's going the extra mile. And when you sit down for the first time, he'll get, your history. What's going on with you? Has this been a long-time thing or did it recently happen with an injury? He'll discuss a diagnosis with you, then give you initial treatment. And as you go forward, you'll have a whole schedule of treatments. And it could be something like motion traction therapy, which is a thousands of years old practice, but it works. Spinal decompression. Then you have stuff that, was approved in the 70s and it still works, like deep tissue laser therapy, infrared therapy, ultrasound therapy, electrostimulation. It depends on what's going on with you. It could be a basic adjustment. You can do all of these things. So check them out today. That's Dr. Tom Pershing, chiropractor there in Wetumpka on Tallahassee Highway, 514-7600, 514-7600. Be sure to tell them that Joey from News and Views sent you.
Is that tear gas impacting you? Are you having a hard time seeing?
Yeah. It's not just about sex.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
You've waited all season, and Fox Tomorrow.
We're invited to meet the little queen.
It's the emotional season finale of The Resident.
Nothing will ever be the same.
What have we done? Then, don't miss the mind-bending finale of Prodigal Son.
Dad, you don't belong out here.
Malcolm!
This world isn't for you.
Malcolm! What did you do?
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Southern Bells Cleaning, River Region.
Well, once again, the winds of corruption are blowing across Alabama like a California wildfire. And this time, the Porch Creek Indians are fanning the flames. The so-called gambling bill is nothing more than a get-rich scheme for the tribe at taxpayers' expense. In fact, this legislation is so bad that Donald Trump Jr. tweeted last week,
"Bad bill. Giving a monopoly to a small group of casino bosses is just a special interest giveaway."
It's hard to believe that the state legislative leadership would give the Porch Creek Indians a monopolistic tax-free ride. But after all, this is Alabama, where pay-to-play is stronger than Sitting Bull's army. It's time for lawmakers to be honest with Alabama voters for a change. Don't buy the lies. Call the Speaker of the House at 334-261-0500 to say no to greed and corruption and yes to integrity. 334-261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC. J.W. McFarland, founder, Tuscaloosa.
Call David Ernest and he'll have your retirement savings higher than the body count in a John Wick movie.
Well, maybe not that high, but you know what I'm talking about.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. And get this. House leaders, I presume Democrat House leaders, are considering spending $200 million to stand up a permanent National Guard quick reaction force to be ready to immediately combat future emergencies in Washington, D.C. The Emergency Security Supplemental to Respond to January 6th Appropriations Act. This was introduced by Representative Rosa DeLauro, a Democrat from the Nutmeg State, Connecticut. It includes $1.9 billion in funding to respond to the January 6th. They're calling it an insurrection. I'm sure there are a lot of leaders in history who wish all the insurrections went that easily. Goodness gracious. The bill follows recommendations by a task force that examined the U.S. Capitol security measures. It includes a large roster of resources for law enforcement and boosted security features and a permanent National Guard quick reaction force. You know, I saw an interesting article we'll get into in the final hour here. You know how states have, you know, it kind of went on the back burner because of it was on the wrong side of history. And I don't mean that in an ironic way. I mean that seriously. Nullification. But nullification's all the rage these days. What do you think states are doing when it comes to cannabis, marijuana? What do you think states are doing when it comes to gun rights?
Trying to take mine away. Except here in Alabama.
Right. No, there are a lot of states standing up and saying, you know what? We're not down with what the federal government is doing. And then now is a call for governors in respective states that wish to go this way to pull their National Guard troops from overseas operations.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, so not just D.C., but where D.C. is sending folks. Yeah, it depends on the given war or wars.
I never thought of that as an option, Joey.
I don't mind that idea. I think it's a way for the states to put forth more power as they see fit under the 10th Amendment. But we shall see. 272-9228, but more National Guard permanently in D.C.
I don't like it.
You might not be able to see them, but they're there to quickly respond. Man, how much do you think they can milk this January 6th thing?
Well, about two more years.